Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, my friends, I've just come back from Richmond, Virginia, and boy, I'll tell you what a great event that was. I really enjoyed it. People there were wonderful, and we had a great case study. And then afterwards, Chris did the two-day. It was just a wonderful time. But I want to tell you in this show today that I've got to share with you some of these case study events, case study stories that I saw there. They were really interesting. In fact, I have to say that all three of the stories were interesting in a completely different manner. And both of them kind of blew my hair back, what little hair I have left on my head. Before we get to that, though, let's talk about something you can attend, because that is already past tense. But what you can attend coming up is the Wealth and Passive Income Expo and Masters Tour in Irving, Texas. This event is October 2nd through 5th, and it's in Irving, Texas. So you don't want to miss out. I'll go over and over again before the end of the time that it arrives, what all's in it. I'll have people on the next couple of days explaining it and giving you insight. But I'm just telling you up front, for those of you who already know you want to go, those you've been before or those you've heard about it, you don't want to wait, because the bus tour sells out and the room blocks right next to the hotel sell out. So that's why you want to get in there right away. This is our once a year event. This is the largest real estate training event in the country. I know everybody says theirs is the largest, but ours is the largest actual real estate training event. I think there's probably other business training events out there that might be larger, but we're 4,000 or 5,000 people, so we're right up there. But we're the largest actual real estate training event out there in the country. You don't want to miss this. What is it? It's everything you can think of. We started off with the people that want to go on the road trip. The Masters Road Trip Tour is the unbelievable thing. I've never met a person went on the tour, didn't come off of them and say, I got every cent of my money, and I learned more in, you know, a day in real estate than I could have ever. What do? One day we go out and hit four properties. The second day we go out and we hit four more apartment complexes. So we're hitting four apartment complexes one day, four apartment complexes the next day. The members that own these complexes are taking us through and showing us all of the beginning shots of what it looked like, pictures and so forth, and then the after live event. In other words, you're getting to see the property live. They show you pictures of what it started like, and then they show you what it's like now completed. They show you the income it had when they started. They show you the income it has now. It's just amazing. You will learn so many tips and tricks and things. And if you're a passive investor, you're going to be able to find out what the big boys do, what the really good investors are doing to make a difference. So this is just something you can't afford to miss. If you truly want to be an apartment investor, whether it is an IRO, independent owner, buy your own apartment, or whether it's be a lead, which is what I call syndicators that have gone through our program and got certified to be a syndicator, or you want to be a passive, which is what we call the people that have gone through the program and certified themselves as passive investors, so they know what they're doing. And we put these deals. We don't put the deals together, but these lead investors put the deals together. Although one of my real estate companies might have brought them the deal, but they're putting it together. It's their deal, and it's their deal with their passive investors. There's eight of these deals you're going to get to see. Now, you can sign up for one day, because quite granted, after four of them, you might be overloaded. I mean, your brain might be going, disconnect, like, you know, it's too much. Some people are gluttons for punishment, like I am. I demanded to have 2 days. Originally, it was just one day, and I said, nah, we need to get, there was two different sets of properties. We'd each split up and go, you know, half the people to one set and half the people to the other set. Well, I said, I want to see them both. That's how exciting it is. Say, for me, I've been doing this for 34 years, and it's still that exciting to see these deals. It blows your mind. I'm telling you, it blows my mind. When you go into these apartments, you see complete turnaround, changeover. It's just unbelievable. In fact, I'm going to tell you about one of these stories here. today about a turnaround apartment complex deal. But I want you to understand that that's how we kick this thing off. Then, by the way, this year it's in Irving, Texas, and it's from October 2nd, October 5th. So we start off with that, and then what we go to is we have educational classes. We take over the whole convention center, and I don't know how many classes there are. I'll get the info here in the next couple of days and give you the details. But we have classes and classes and classes. We also have a vendor area where you can go in and meet hundreds of vendors. You know, you want to do something, you need this kind of vendor, they're going to be at this event. So you can meet all the vendors. We have national vendors that you can meet. So no matter where you're from, you can get this. In fact, most people travel here, and we have booked rooms, and we book blocks of rooms, and they fill up fast. Even though we block tons of rooms out in the hotel, they're just, if you don't register right away, you may not be able to get a room close. If you get registered right away, you can get a room that's just walking distance from the auditorium or the, whatever it's called, convention center, I guess is what you would call it. But, you know, you've got all these classes you go to. Then we have, we have major events where we have major speakers going off in rooms and having these special, what would you say, classes. And then we have the main event where I'm going to get up there and speak. And this year we're going to have a women's panel. You know, you want to learn what women are doing in real estate? Women's panel. Women get there. We're going to have a passive panel. You want to find out what's going on with people that are investing passive? Come to the thing and meet the passive panel. I've got a whole genre of people from quick start apartment deals to medium long apartment deals to long range apartment deals and lifetime type apartment deals. So I'm going to expose the variety of options of ways you can invest and the people that have chosen the different ways and why they chose them. So you're going to get these different the opportunity to see different opinions of how this stuff really works. All that's coming on this grand event. Then, of course, I will give you my 10 most important things you need to look out for in the next year of investing. And that's Dell's, 10 tips, which I give every year. And then we're going to have parties. Just all kinds of parties after that. Actually, it's one big giant party. What am I talking about? Also, while we're here at the Expo, there will be many lead investors that are going to have their own little private parties. We've registered a bunch of rooms for people who want to have a private party for people so they can bring all their own personal private passives in from one of these events to their private room and network all their passives together. And we also are going to have, and this is unbelievable, we have the giant networking meeting. This, when you see this, you won't believe it. We have registered 250 tables, and that's all we can squeeze in this room, of lead investors that want to meet you. And the bottom line is that these tables, each one of these people is a lead that does deals. So there are really more like 500 live leads at any one time, but we can't get them all in the room. So, these guys were willing to pay to lease out a table to network. So this is kind of a speed dating type of thing. You can get in there and meet these people. We'll have them divided up in sections and categories so you can find the category of investor lead you're looking for and work your way through that. But all this is going on at the same time. It's just an incredible thing. Memberships. Members, Lifestyles members, can get in free, so you don't have to worry about that. But there are other additional things you can add on to. So if you want to go to this, you need to go to Lifestyles Unlimited and then hit the Expo button. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and hit the Expo button. Or you can text Expo to 88007. Text Expo 88007. So you don't want to miss this. Now, I wanted to talk about these case studies I did out in Richmond, Virginia. I got out there and, I hadn't met any of the people yet that were going to do the case studies. So I started, sat down with them, started discussing their stories a little bit, and I was really blown away. The first gentleman was going to demonstrate a house that he had purchased. And he purchased the house with very little that needed to be done, which is unusual for us because most of the houses we buy, we have renovations to do, and that's how we make them worth a lot more. So a typical example of what we would do for a single-family house is, and this is pretty much the average of what we're seeing right now, in the last couple of weeks that I've been teaching again in a couple of different cities, is that we're buying a house that would be worth $200,000 after repaired value and or $250,000 after repaired value. And we're buying it for $100,000 to $125,000, somewhere in that range. And then we're putting about $50,000 worth of renovation in it. So let's just take some round numbers that you can see in your mind as you're driving or whatever you're doing and over the radio without a calculator. But let's say that we can buy it for $100,000. It's worth $200,000. We put $50,000 in it. So we're going to have to come up with $150,000, $100,000 to buy the house and $50,000 to renovate the house. So we can go to a hard money lender, which I have a hard money lending company, but there's others out there, and we can borrow 75% of the after repaired value. Well, the after repaired value being $200,000, we can borrow $150,000. Well, that gives us the money to buy it and to renovate it. And the only thing we have to pay are the closing costs on the particular deal. Now, that's an amazing thing, because now once the renovation is done, the property's worth $200,000. And at that point, believe it or not, we can then go get a regular conventional loan at 75% of the after repaired value and get out of the hard money loan. So we get out of paying the high interest. We pay the high interest for the first 30 days, whatever it takes to renovate it. If it was 60 days, it would be, you know, 2 months worth of higher interest. And then, boom, it flips over to a regular conventional loan. Now, you really want to blow your mind, right? Not only can you do that, but you can do it even if you don't have a job. Because on conventional financing, right? And a guy pointed out to me at the case study, he said, that's not conventional finance, what you're talking about. And I said, yeah, it is conventional. But now that I thought about it, he's right. It's non-conforming financing. It doesn't conform to Fannie Mae's regulations. But non-conforming financing, we can now get you a DSCR loan, which is debt covered ratio loan, for 75% of the after repaired value. So whether we go with conventional Fannie Mae loan or we go with this DSCR loan, which we can get you even if you don't have a job, because it's taking the account, the house, what it's worth and what its rent will be, to decide if they can lend you the money. It's almost like the apartment business, where we can do this lending against assets as opposed to lending against your credit. It's an amazing thing, right? Although in this particular case, your credit does make a difference on how high your interest rate will be on these loans. So now you get into the second loan, you have another set of closing costs, and you might be in this deal for $10,000, you might be in it for $15,000, but you just made $50,000. And in addition to that, you've got some cash flow, whether it be $200,000, $500,000, whatever it is in the particular deal you're doing. Well, back to this guy. So he was going to show a deal that was really amazing. This house didn't need a lot of repairs, but he wanted to make a large gain on it. And what he realized was, or what he knew, I think this guy knew it, was that if he put a second floor on this thing, second story, that the house would double in value, or really, you know, it would be over $300,000 in value. So he did the comps and realized it was a fact and whatever, and got the permits and built the second story on this house. In doing so, you know, buying it for $100,000, right, and now doing $100,000 in rehab, he's now at $200,000 and the property's worth $300,000. He made $100,000 in one deal. Now that blew my mind. I mean, I'm talking, this is some crazy stuff here. $100,000 in one deal, right? Turned around, and he did it with this DSCR loan and didn't even use conventional financing on the deal so that he could pull the cash out of the deal. And he pulled out $32,000. So we talk about investing money. This guy didn't invest anything. He came to the second closing and pulled out $32,000. Now, remember, he made $100,000 in equity, but they let him take 30% of that $100,000 out, $32,000. Man, that just, when I saw this deal, I go, this is incredible. So I'm talking to the guy, I go, it's really outside of our box. We don't build second stories. Tell me more about yourself. And he goes, well, I've done 175 houses. And all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute, this is a much larger story than what we're telling about a house. You've done 175 houses. Yes, over, you know, 20, 30 years, whatever he said he was investing. He's probably my age, I guess, because he's been investing as long as I have. He says, you know, I've renovated and or turned into rental properties and or sold 175 houses. And I said, well, then I've got to know, why did you join Lifestyles Unlimited? And he goes, because I thought there was something out there that I wanted to do when I went to the road trip. And he said, I went to Expo. And that's important about this, is I went to Expo. And I went on the bus tour, the 2-day bus tour all 8 properties. And he said, by the time I got to the 8th property on the second day, I didn't even go into the property. And the guy that was there asked him, why are you not going in? You paid to see this. Why are you not? He goes, I don't need to see it. And the guy asked, why do you not need to see it? He goes, because every one you've shown me so far is exactly the same. They're perfect. And they all perfectly exactly the same. And I tell the story all the time about how the National Apartment Association has a Real Estate Investor of the Year Award. And we've won it the last 16 years in a row. Why? Because when you come to Lifestyles, you learn how to copy. You just copy what the great people do here. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to think it out. He said, I just want to get your model. And so I said, well, have you used it? He goes, 22 times. 22 different apartment complexes I'm in. And I said, holy smokes. So now he's done all these single family houses and he's building up all this passive apartment income in these apartment deals. But he still likes doing the rehabs and stuff just because it's his hobby. It's his hobby to do these deals. And then I asked him the really crazy question. I said, you got to be worth more than $1 million. He goes, more than 10, more than 20. And that was the end of the story. We stopped talking at that point. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll be right back to Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Want to retire in 5 years or less? You can do it, just like Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa.
So we started passively. It was on vacation is when we realized we really need to take the plunge and be more active in this. Just because I'm an educator, I wanted to really know what I was doing. So it was just education on my part is really big. And I'm like, well, I could do that.
Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today I am starting you on the introduction to the Lifestyles Unlimited Passive Income Expo. And that is going to be on October 2nd through 5th in Irving, Texas. If you want to get tickets to this thing and you don't want to wait because the rooms sell out and the bus tickets sell out right away. Those are the two things. The bus tour to go to all the apartments. There's only eight buses. They sell out pretty quickly. And then the room blocks that we have set aside for people who are coming from out of town to be able to get a room right next to the convention center. So if you want to get in, you can text EXPO to 88007. That's EXPO. Text the word EXPO to 88007. Or you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the EXPO tab. This is October 2nd through 5th. Now, I'm talking about the people I met at the Richmond, Virginia case study I just came back from, and they were quite interesting. The first guy I talked about in the last segment, the next gentleman was interesting. He is from another country, and he came over, you know, to avoid, you know, the ills of living in a communist country. Got over here, got himself a good job. His wife got a good job. They're working, making good money. And then he found out that the reality is that these engineering jobs, these good jobs, they lay you off. They come, they go. The economy changes. The politicians change, so the economy changes, and it goes back and forth. And this guy had been laid off 6 times. So he finally got irritated by it, heard me on the radio, and decided to come in and look into this stuff. So he looked into it, and he was pretty serious about it. So he joined up, became a passive investor, and within the first year, he had purchased into 16 different apartment complexes. No, I'm sorry, it was 17 different apartment complexes. And he was anticipating that the cash flow from these 17 different apartment complexes were going to be about $60,000 a year. So you're looking at the fact that you can earn $60,000 a year tax-free because the income is covered by depreciation. So in doing so, that would be equivalent to about $90,000 if you're in the 30% tax bracket. You'd have to earn $90,000 a year, right, to be able to replace this $60,000 worth of income. So I asked him what his goal was, what was he going to do. He said, I'm going to keep buying. Said, I look to buy anywhere from 2 to 4 deals a year. But he had bought all of these, believe it or not, since January of 23. So that's, what is that, a year and a half, he has purchased 17 apartment complex deals. His goal, he said, is to purchase, you know, 2 or 3 more this year and get up to where he can replace his wife's income and she can retire. And then he's going to keep buying so that he can replace his own income and retire. So these are two high-income earning, highly educated people that don't want to work there anymore. I mean, they're tired of getting laid off. They're tired of going through all of the problems of finding another job and, you know, learning a new boss's whims and desires, et cetera, et cetera, and being forced to move even because you want to go to a new job and it's somewhere else. All of these types of challenges he wanted to avoid. And within just that short period of time, that 18 months, he's already placed up to $60,000, which is, like I said, equivalent to 90. You've got to understand this. When you earn money, you pay taxes. When you earn real estate income done correctly, the taxes are avoided. And they're avoided as long as you don't sell the property. Then if you sell the property, you can do a 1031 exchange and move that forward so that that gain you would have made gets moved forward. And you continue to do that if you want to until you die. Why would you want to continue to do it till you die? Because number one, you don't pay the taxes. But number two, the taxes go away when you die. Your family does not inherit your tax debt. Your family inherits the real estate, but not the tax debt due to it because of the depreciation. The depreciation starts all over again. So there you are. You're living off of this. He builds this up. He gets to $60,000. $70,000, $80,000, $100,000. And all that income is tax-free. So you keep going and going and going. And the interesting point is that I've been doing this for 34 years. So you got to figure this out, guys. Think about it kind of casually here and think, okay, if this guy can do this much in just 18 months, what do you think Dell has done over 34 years? I don't even want you to think about it because it'd blow your mind if you knew how much accumulation there is if you do it correctly over and over and over and over and over and over. Just like the guy in the last segment I told you about told me he's worth over $20 million. How much more I didn't get exactly. I didn't want to put that upon him to give me the exact numbers. But the bottom line is, if you keep doing this over long periods of time, you're going to be really, really, really wealthy. And if you just do it to start with, you're at least going to be able to build up enough passive income to get out of your job. There are many of you out there right now that could live on take-home pay of $60,000, which would be equivalent to $90,000 if you're in the 30% tax bracket, $80,000 if you're in the 20% tax bracket. You follow what I'm saying here? So, but you have to, if you're making $80,000, be in at least the 20% tax bracket, probably 30. In fact, I think you are in the 30% tax bracket. Many of you could retire on that. And the next thing you need to understand is retirement doesn't have anything to do with age. Whether you're 25 or 35, you could retire. I retired at 34 years of age. Now, that doesn't mean I just went off and went fishing or played golf. It meant that I just didn't have to get up and go to a job ever again. Never went back. The next person I want to talk to you about is going to be just to be one of the most exciting things that you could even think of. But before I do, for those of you who want to get registered for this expo, you need to get in right away because the bus tours will sell out and the room blocks in the hotels will sell out. So you want to get in. You can register right up to the day of the event, don't get me wrong, but you will have a hard time getting a room if you're coming from out of town, and you won't get on the bus tour because it will sell out. Now that I'm advertising for it, it may not last even a week. I don't know. But if you want to get registered, you can either text EXPO to 88007, text EXPO to 88007, or you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com and hit the EXPO button. Either one will work. Lifestylesunlimited.com, hit the EXPO button. This event is October 2nd through 5th, and it's in Irving, Texas. So you don't want to miss out. I'll go over and over and over again before the end of the time that it arrives, what all's in it. I'll have people on the next couple of days explaining it and giving you insight. But I'm just telling you up front, for those of you who already know you want to go, those you've been before or those you've heard about it, you don't want to wait because the bus tour sells out and the room blocks right next to the hotel sell out. So that's why you want to get in there right away. All right, having said that, let's talk about the next most exciting thing in my mind. When I got up there to Richmond, there was a young gentleman that was the case study for multifamily. This kid's only 20 years old. Now think about this. 20 years old doing an apartment deal, right? So let's talk about some outstanding things. The property was only a 10-unit apartment complex. And he had to raise $1 million to do the deal. And I asked him how long it took him to raise the deal. Now remember, he's 20 years old, right? 20 years old. So how long did it take you to raise the money here at Lifestyles? 6 hours. No, you didn't just hear that. Dell, you didn't just say that, right? He raised $1 million from other Lifestyles members in 6 hours. That's all it took. So he purchased the property, did his renovations, raised his rents. And the property had a 3-year plan together, put together, that he thought it would take him 3 years to completely turn it around. And 18 months later, he had it all done. So he jumped on it right away, got it all done. It was only 10 units. The 3-year plan was probably a little extensive, but he saw that he'd already hit his pro forma numbers by the 18th month that he would have hit for the 3-year plan. And so he elected to go ahead and sell the property, and he did. So here's the numbers. He made $600,000 worth of profit in 18 months on $1 million invested. That's unbelievable, guys. Can you imagine? Let's just first of all say it to you by yourself. You got $1 million. It's sitting in your 401k. You go buy a small apartment like this and you make $1 million. You invest your $1 million and 18 months later you made $600,000. Tell me how that happens anywhere else. It doesn't happen in the stock market. It doesn't happen in the annuity market. It just doesn't happen, right? But let's take it another step. You got into this deal and you made that rate of return and didn't do a thing. You were just passive, you know? So you take whatever rate of return that would be, right? And I think it's going to be somewhere around a 60% rate of return. You take that and say, I can earn 60% of my money in 18 months. That's pretty impressive. So you got $100,000. What do you get back? You get back $160,000? Think about that. That's impressive. Now, I thought the most impressive part was a 20-year-old kid. And his father was there in the audience and is just beaming from ear to ear to ear. And he asked him, you know, do you want to go to college? We've had this happen time and time and time again. You know, do you want to go to college? The kid was in college. He did all this while he was taking college classes. Now his best friend saw him do this, and his best friend dropped out of college to do it. Wow. When you look at this, think you're going to work for the rest of your life. This kid found out how to make $600,000 in 18 months. Do you really think he's going to go to school and get a job? He'll never have a job. If you learn how to do this at 20 years of age, you'll never have a job. I'm excited to say he's probably going to be a retired millionaire by the time he's 25 years old, if not sooner. It's just unbelievable. And by the way, I'm going to have him at the expo, so you want to make sure you come to the expo. In fact, I'm going to have 2 or 3 kids just like this that made millions as kids. Made millions as kids, all right? At the expo. It's one of the things I'm going to present up there. So you don't want to miss out on this. So go to lifestylesunlimited.com and go to the expo button. Get the info. Get involved, because, man, if you could learn how to do this at an early age, guys, if you're out there and you're young, you're listening to this, let's get going. Guys, if you're old and you don't have a lot of time left in your life, let's get going. Get on this and get going. What is more important, to be able to retire early and have the rest of your life to live a great life and not have to work like I did? Or is, if you're old and you don't see retirement in the future, find a way to finally get there? Which one's more important? I actually think being old now, being old and not having a way to retire would really bug me. That, I think, would be the scariest. But being young and retired at 34 years of age and been able to do whatever I want, when I want, with whomever I want, and have the money to do it, what a blessing. A lot of other people, somebody has to get up and go to work every day for the world to run. There's no doubt about that. But just operating your own business and not have to get up and go to work, that's an incredible thing. And that's what I hope y'all are going to learn. Let's get to the expo. Text expo 88007 or go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Remember, it's not the money, it's a lifestyle. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.